Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, lead Patriots columnist at WEEI.com, the co-host of the Off Day podcast, and easily one of the most aggressive football minds in all of New England and beyond. It's our pal Ryan Hannibal. Ryan, good morning. How are you? And welcome to the program.
Not too bad. Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
Oh, top of the world, kid. Top of the top of the world.
I can hear your voice.
Yes. Oh, as you know, I'm full of blank and vinegar. We've got a very it's interesting where we find ourselves right now, Ryan, because Andy was far more negative and agitated yesterday. I think there's this feeling of acceptance and mild positivity because we all thought we were going to get something resembling that last night. But the result where the Patriots didn't make the Bills punt again, where they just had absolutely no answers for the Bills, was really disconcerting. You know, you read all the transcripts. You're there on the Zooms. You were there at the stadium when you were allowed. Can you speak? Was there any sort of feeling as to a lack of intensity, direction, and focus over the final third of the season that presented itself last night? Like, did you feel this coming well before they took the field last night as well?
I didn't see the ass beating that it was, but I did kind of notice throughout the week just kind of a not lack of confidence, but almost like the team was kind of didn't believe in themselves. And not, there's no like specific quotes or anything like that, but just the general vibe with the people that we talked to over the course of the week. And then in pregame warmups last night, it stood out to me that the Bills were, dancing around and kind of embracing the frigid temperatures, whereas the Patriots were just kind of going through the motions. It almost looked like they just wanted to get back inside in the locker room. So I just think that this, for whatever happened during that bye week, I think, the Patriots kind of just realized, like you guys have been saying, that they are what they are. And I think they realized that they, weren't necessarily a team that could win a playoff game. And I think that carried over throughout the week and then before the game last night.
As an extension of that, I know you were there in the room. I was watching on television. I was impressed and maybe mildly surprised with the, not so much from Slater and McCourty, but the professionalism and the way that Bill Belichick and Mac Jones in particular addressed the loss, but also addressed, the coming offseason. And Mac in particular, I thought was more measured and optimistic than maybe I expected him to be. What was your takeaway from those discussions with players last night?
Yeah, I thought Mac especially was, like you said, it was not like positive, but he was looking forward to the off season, and he just walked off the field, 30 minutes beforehand, ending, season getting blown out. But he was already saying how he's going to be a better leader, next season. He's going to have a good off season and get more out of, the players that he has. And I don't know if that was like a conversation that he had over the course of the week with Josh or Bill or whoever, but I thought that was interesting, and maybe that led into, somebody did sit Mac down and say, like, you've made a lot of progress this year and we're building something here, and kind of maybe propping Mac up going into that game that, it's okay. You're the quarterback of the future here. We believe in you. And so I did think that was interesting with Mac, especially how it was more, looking forward to next season right away as opposed to reflecting on the loss, which we've never really seen from this year. It's always, been really not saying much. And for the first time all year, really, he said something last night.
Ryan Hannibal from WEEI.com and the Off Day podcast joins Fitzy and Hart here on the Harbor One Hotline. Yeah, for Mac Jones, it's an interesting set of circumstances that led him to the Patriots, and he had to come in, you know, as we're just sort of exiting wave one or two or whatever it was of the pandemic, and they're actually able to practice and get together and learn in person. He has to beat out Cam Newton, comes in with that high pedigree, and so now he's the next guy to follow the guy who followed Tom Brady. So I think the more he's able to distance himself from Cam Newton and from Tom Brady and everything that was the prior Patriots, Ryan, that will help him in his development. Now, we know he's the tentpole to build around on the offense. The defense, however, is likely to get, I won't say gutted, but to look far more different in the offseason. What do you think they prioritize, and where do you think that change begins?
It's got to be athleticism and speed, and that was the thing that stood out most, you know, over the last month or so, but especially last night. There's just no speed at the linebacker level and even in the secondary. And I think you have to make some hard decisions this offseason. You have Devin McCourty is a free agent. Dante Hightower is a free agent. You just have a lot of older guys that have been, you know, core players on that side of the ball for a lot of years, but they're getting older and they're kind of getting exposed. And I think, you know, Josh Allen and the Bills aren't going anywhere. They're very, very good, and they're going to be at top of the AFCs for a long time. And we've seen in past off seasons where Belichick's kind of gotten players designed to beat the Chiefs. And maybe this is the off season where they have to kind of go out and find players to beat the Bills. And I think that comes with getting some speed and athleticism at linebacker and at safety. So I think that's where you need to start.
The roster rebuilding, retooling, or whatever you want to call it, will come in March and April. But more immediate will be the coaching staff. And Bill alluded to that this morning in his Zoom call. And I'm one that has posed this topic to both you guys, that this may have been the worst coach team of the Bill Belichick era. And if they lose, let's just say, a Jerod Mayo and a Josh McDaniels, or even just one of those guys, how much of a concern is there about the coaching makeup of this team? And, you know, could there be bigger changes? Ryan, I found it interesting. Bill mentioned in a Zoom call, unsolicited, you know, there are some guys that have coached here before that are around the league or something. I forgot exactly how he alluded to it, but how big of changes do you think they will undergo on the coaching staff, and what do you think of the coaching staff moving forward?
I think there is going to be an experienced coach brought in. I don't know what side of the ball that is, who that would be, but it does seem like that the staff has kind of just been drained. And yeah, you're right. They've had some, you know, uncharacteristic bad penalties, too many men in the huddle, and then even the slow start. Some of that has to come back to the coaching staff and the way that they're preparing the players every single week. So I do kind of think that there is a big domino to kind of fall. I don't know, you know, who that is, whether, you know, who knows, maybe it's Joe Judge coming back, just someone that has, you know, a lot of experience around the league, because you can only get by so much with, you know, the DeMarcus Covingtons, the Mike Pellegrinos, guys that haven't really done much in the league. And, you know, you're putting too much on the plates of Bill Belichick, Josh McDaniels, even Steve Belichick. So I do kind of think Bill will take a long look at the coaching staff this offseason and realize just how many, you know, big names he's lost over the years. And I think now it's time to replace them with a veteran guy who's been around, you know, long enough that they can kind of take a bigger role than some of the other assistants.
One last quick one from me, Ryan, and then we got to get to trending and take a break. But Patriots fans, if nothing else, always love to have a little something, like any sports fan would, a little something they can pin their hopes to, something to look forward to, or, you know, exchange pleasantries and tweets about. And we know they need to get more athletic and speedier on defense, and some hard choices will be made and big change might likely come on offense. They got good running backs. They spent so much on the tight ends and the receivers, yet you have to think that maybe prioritizing getting a number one receiver vis-a-vis a Steph Diggs for Josh Allen would be something the Patriots would try and do. Do you think they would try to address that maybe in free agency or the draft if possible?
Well, they don't have much success in the draft, so I don't have much confidence in them doing that. So I think you have to go the free agent route or even a trade. I think that's a very valid point. Just look at Josh Allen and Joe Burrow's development the last couple of years. It's no coincidence that it's come with getting a number one wide receiver. And I think that's where the Patriots need to kind of start on the offensive side of the ball, because they do have the, you know, number two, number threes, and number fours, and the Jacoby Myers, Kendrick Bourne. Those guys are good players to have, but you need something to go along with them. And so I just think when you look at this offense, you need to find a number one receiver, a guy that the opposing defense, you know, game plans against, and they don't have that right now. And I think if they do add a number one, that will raise Mac Jones's game, and I think that people will be able to look at Mac a lot differently and judge him, you know, with a solid group of wide receivers as opposed to what he has now, which is probably in the bottom third in the league in terms of playmakers. So I would say a number one receiver has to be the top priority on offense this offseason.
And I'd definitely make those calls. I'm sorry, Andy, go ahead. I was just going to say I would definitely make those calls about Calvin Ridley as quick as we can.
I was just going to say simple. Do you think the Patriots will be better or worse next year? Very simple, yes or no, better or worse with everything that they accomplished this year and how hard it's going to be to maybe keep the ball moving going forward. Better or worse?
Better, and I think a lot of that is Mac Jones. I think that they have something in him, and I think he's only going to get better with the talent getting better around him. And I think that there's enough pieces on defense to not be a complete disaster that, yes, they're going to have big changes, but there's enough, the Christian Barmore, the Adrian Phillips. You still have, you know, guys that you know what they have. And so even if the defense takes a little bit of a step back, I still see them being, you know, marginally better next year. I'm not saying they're going to be able to compete with the Bills right now. I can't say that. But I still think that there's enough talent there to at least get into the playoffs again.
Give our pal Hannaby a follow at Ryan Hannibal on the social medias, if you will. You can check out his columns and updates at WEEI.com. Thanks for all the insight and perspective this season, Ryan. Great job. And you can check out the Off Day podcast as well. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. Enjoy the rest of your Super Wild Card weekend, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
See you, Ryan.
Ryan Hannibal joining us on the Harbor One hotline.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.